And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The Louisiana Commissioner of Insurance, Jim Donilon, says that a Florida-based insurance company that writes homeowners insurance will be leaving Louisiana and several other states because of an insurance crisis in Florida, not the conditions in Louisiana. Donilon says United Property and Casualty, or UPC Insurance, announced it would be leaving Louisiana and several other states.
They are departing on an accelerated basis now because the company has been taken over by their domestic regulator there in the state of Florida.
The company has about 36,000 policyholders in Louisiana and is going to stop policies beginning next year. Donilon says UPC was in trouble before Hurricane Ian devastated Florida in September. Donilon says Florida's insurance market is in deep trouble.
And as we speak, they are going into yet another special session called by the governor this year to try to fix their badly broken market in Florida.
Now, Louisiana did not get hit by a hurricane this year, but Donilon says the fact that Ian hit Florida also then hurt Louisiana policyholders.
What happened in Florida has caused solvency issues for multiple companies doing business in our state and other coastal states.
Donilon says he is aggressively trying to get more insurance companies to move here. He declined to provide an estimate of the number of insurers who've left Louisiana, but others estimate 10 insurance companies have left Louisiana in the last year. The LHSAA Prep Football Classic kicked off last night in the Caesars Superdomes, and some big names are in this year's Prep Classic, like Union Parish. Trey Holly is at Union Parish. He became the leading rusher in Louisiana high school history earlier in the year with over 10,000 career yards and is committed to LSU. Union Parish coach Joe Spatafora says his focus and determination are what sets him apart.
What he does and represents and how he carries himself, you know, that's the big thing, and just that drive and desire he has. He's a fun young man to be around. He's been fun to coach.
The Dunham School will look to dethrone defending champion St. Charles Catholic this afternoon behind quarterback Jackson House. That's the son of LSU defensive coordinator Matt House. Dunham coach Neil Winter says that they were able to learn a lot from his father during the offseason and went over the locker room pretty quickly. The games today, Dunham takes on St. Charles Catholic at 3:30. Destrehand and Ruston are set to play at 7:30, and Union Parish is facing Manny at 3:30 on Saturday. And congratulations go out to yesterday's winners, as Oak Grove was a 17-0 winner, and Ouachita Christian spoils Vermilion Catholic's perfect season, 28-14.